It is 2 o'clock. Welcome back to Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Also streaming live at ijpr.org. Welcome to all of you listening to us online. I'm Eric Thiel. We've got another great live session and one that came together on relatively short order. We are thrilled to welcome Mr. Trevor Hall into the JPR studios. Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for dropping by. As we were driving over to the studios earlier this afternoon, I was telling Trevor and his manager, Paul, about how the Ashland Deer really do cross the street at the crosswalk. And sure enough, we stopped and there they were crossing at the crosswalk. So welcome to small town West Coast.
Yeah.
Trevor Hall's got a brand new album, literally just out. We'll talk about that in just a minute. It's called Chapter of the Forest. You kind of kept this whole project a bit of a secret.
Yeah.
You announced it the day before the album was released.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, we I took a long break and we didn't know when exactly we were going to do this. Obviously, we wanted the album to come out before the tour. Over the course of a year and a half, we were kind of releasing things here and there, and we kind of liked the mysteriousness of it. And we were like, let's just run with that. And let's just spring it on them right before it comes out and see what happens, And it was a lot of fun, It was a lot of fun rather than before every week, trying to put up a new video, this or that. And say, July 12th, whatever, yeah.
Does it make the performances of the new songs fresher now that you're out on tour? Because you haven't been doing so much build-up to the release of the album?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely one of my favorite things, obviously, I think, is to play new songs because, you're always playing the old ones over and over again. So it's been a really fun experience, and we're really grateful.
I know a lot of our listeners are familiar with your songs, having this mellow, reggae-infused singer-songwriter kind of stuff, but you're originally from South Carolina, right?
Yeah.
That does not strike me as the section of the country that would be predisposed to creating that sound of music.
Yeah, well, actually, where I grew up in South Carolina is called Hilton Head Island. So I grew up on an island, so maybe I have a little bit of that island flair, but it's a pretty, beachy, surf culture, touristy kind of place. When people say, South Carolina, but I'm not out, on a farm somewhere or something like that. So,
well, and you knew what you wanted to do pretty early, right? You put out a full album at the age of 16.
Yeah.
How did you muster all of that work and effort and all of the forces needed to do that?
My dad was just, the best dad, is the best dad. He's a musician and he was just so supportive and, he was like, for my birthday, he surprised me, let's do a record. And because he knew, how much I loved to songwrite and stuff. And, he surprised me my 16th birthday. He was like, let's go, down the street or whatever, get some whatever groceries. But then we ended up at the studio and he was like, you're going to do your own record.
Did he have a band assembled or was it primarily you solo?
It was primarily just me, and I had never been in the studio before. So I was like a little youngin', but... it was super cool and we just kind of passed it out to my friends and family and then it just kind of took off a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it did really take off. You saw a pretty meteoric rise, a lot of popularity. You had a song that showed up on a soundtrack to one of the Shrek movies, which is an incredible placement.
Yeah.
But that also started to weigh on you a little bit, just the demands of everybody wanting time and attention because you took some time off. You mentioned that at the
time.
Yeah,
I think I grew up, I had to grow up real fast just because, I kind of straight out of high school just went into this thing, And then I never really took a break. It was just constant, constant, constant. And then music just became, my job more than, my love. And that I hated that. And that's why I just said, I was getting really burnt out and I was like, I need to stop. And yeah, we took the time off, took a year and a half off and then wasn't really sure if I was even going to come back and do another album.
Really?
Yeah. And then when the healing started, it just, these songs started to come out and I was like, okay, I guess we got to come back.
Trevor Hall is my guest live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Also online, streaming at ijpr.org. The brand new album is called Chapter of the Forest. What do you want to play first?
This is the second track off the album, a song called Green Mountain State. ¶¶
I call to the silence you make. Do you live inside, outside me? As you speak through 10,000 leaves. There's a way, there's a way, there's a way, there's a way, there's a way. And there's a way, there's a way, there's a way, there's a way, there's a way. And it has always, always. And it has always, always.
That is Trevor Hall live here on Jefferson Public Radio and online at ijpr.org. That one's called Green Mountain State. It's brand new music from the new album called Chapter of the Forest. Well, Trevor, part of this concert tour has a yoga component to it. Yeah. Michael Franti's been a big proponent of yoga over the last couple of years, incorporating it into his travels. Tell me about how you got involved in the practice.
I got involved in yoga kind of early on. I remember my first class was down in South Carolina. And then it kind of, you know, it kind of stuck with me a little bit, but I was young and, you know, wasn't super serious about it. But then I really got into, in high school, I really got into like Indian philosophy and culture, and my yoga practice started to get a little stronger as time went on from there. And I was doing a lot of traveling over to India and Nepal and stuff, and it just kind of grew out of that love for Indian culture.
And you've talked about how there was really almost an instant moment mm-hmm. where that culture and those studies struck you.
Mm, yeah, I mean, I you did your research, man. I was in high school, and one of my best friends, I went to spend the night in his dorm room one night, and he had a photo of a Indian saint on the wall, and I just immediately just boom felt this thing on my chest, you know. And
had you had that with anything else prior?
Not like that. Yeah. I mean, it was just this feeling of like familiarity. Like just home or something. It was crazy. I never, you know, and it kind of freaked, I was like, whoa, like who is this person, you know? And he told me, oh, this is Indian saint. My dad was with him over in India. And from there, I just wanted to get all the information I could on this saint. And it just spread from that, you know, because the saint was from India, I wanted to know about India, you know, because the saint, you know, so it kind of all stemmed from that.
So how does all of that start to play into your music?
Well, you know, the music is, I mean, even before I was into that, the music was my spiritual thing. You know, it was like I felt something different. I felt something in my heart. And whenever I would come home from school, I would always just go straight up to my room and write songs. It was my way of just kind of like processing or talking to something else. You know, it was like this mysterious, you know, thing that I'm talking to back and forth. That's what song was for me, you know. It's a powerful thing. So then when I got more into my spiritual, I guess, practice with going to India and stuff, it was just completely natural for the music to run with that.
And have you ended up taking a different lyrical tact as well? I mean, do you find that the nature of the songs you're writing has shifted a bit?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, when I was in high school, it was like, you know, I got a crush on this girl. Her name is, you know.
Hey, lots of great songs have been written about that over the years.
Yeah, yeah. But then, you know, it definitely changed, and it became definitely more, for me, like music became much more of a mystical thing rather than.
So is that hard? I mean, early on, you had quite a bit of success. We talked mm-hmm. about the placement on the soundtrack that got your music and right. voice in front of literally millions of people.
Right.
But as you are moving on in your spiritual path and incorporating mm-hmm. those studies into your music, is it a tough balance to be creating the music that you now feel and yet still maintain a semblance of some popularity of the songs so that, you know, so that they're still appealing to people and that people still want to buy them?
Yeah, I mean that's kind of like definitely the struggle, you know. But with this album, that's what this album is all about. This album is, I wasn't in that zone, you know, and I think being in that zone for so long, it started to build up and build up. Oh, I got to get like the single, I got to get on the radio, I got to like, you know, this and that. It started to become this like, I had this motive behind, you know, the songs, whereas like music was never that for me.
Yeah.
Music was a safe place of like no motive and no desire. And that's what Chapter of the Forest is all about.
Trevor Hall is live in the JPR studios out in support of his brand new album. It's called Chapter of the Forest. It has been out all of 1 week, I guess, as of today, right? Came out last Tuesday. It's a beautiful new album. Some of the sounds on it, we obviously can't replicate here in the studio, but you've definitely moved in a very specific direction with the overall sound of the songs. Lots of layering of Indian vocals over the top at times and almost sound portraits that take place before you get to the first lyric.
Right.
Was that an intentional process for you to try to create something that was quite a bit different?
Well, you know, it's funny because like people are like, oh, this is much different. But for me, this is like who I really am.
Well, keep in mind, we're always, what, a year or so behind where you are? Because by the time the album comes out, you did it 9 months ago.
But I mean, like as far as we were talking about before, about like trying to chase that, you know, song or single, or this, like, you know, there's that balance of, oh, how slick do I make it?
Yeah.
You know, whereas the sounds on this album, on Chapter of the Forest, are really like the sounds that I feel like most home with, you know, And so I just wanted to, I wasn't like thinking, I had no, like I said, I wasn't thinking like, oh, I want to make this type of album. These songs were really coming from, for me, like a really pure place, a really healing place for me, you know? And I was like, oh, I'm going to put this on a record. And if that healing can translate to other folks, then, you know, all the better. So
one of the songs on the new album that people are gravitating toward and talking about is Wishman.
Yeah.
And there's a significant story behind the song, right?
Yeah, Wishman, we were on tour, you know, with the band, and it was one of those long drives from like Florida to Texas or something. And I was like, we all agreed, let's take a day off in New Orleans because we love New Orleans, and it was just, it worked out on our route. And I was walking along the river one day there, walking along the Mississippi River there, and I had a shirt on that said Wish, and I was by myself, you know, not too many people around, and all of a sudden I heard this guy say, "Hey, Wish Man, what's your wish?" You know, and I looked over, and there was this homeless guy sitting on the bench, and I was like, "Oh man, you know, New Orleans is like a magical place. I'm gonna entertain this, you know, I'm gonna go over to him." So I walked over to him, was like, "I'm sorry, what'd you say?" And he's like, "Well, your shirt says wish, man. What would be your wish? If you had one wish, what would it be?" And I was like, you know, man, I'm on the spot here. I'm like trying to think of something good, like, you know, I don't know, world peace or something, you know, solving world hunger or something. And I was like, "Well, what would your wish be, man? I don't know. What would your wish be?" And he was like, "My wish would be I would never run out of whiskey." That's what he said. And I started laughing, you know. But then there's like, you know, he got kind of serious, and like this happened a few times on the road where I feel like just in our life's journey, you know, like if we need some guidance, you know, the Great Spirit will send a person or somebody to show you the way. And either that person gets out of the way and that voice comes through them, or it's just that person's natural wisdom. You know, I haven't really like figured it out, but he got real serious and he looked at me and he was like, you know, he was like, "Everybody's talking about saving the world, but if you close your eyes, that's it for us." And he was like, "All we have is this moment right here, this moment. And I don't know if you're going to go 15 steps this way and you don't know if I'm going to go 15 steps that way. He's like, close your eyes and that's it, just this moment." And I was kind of like, whoa, you know, right. And I didn't know what to say, you know, and I was like, "Oh, well, thanks, man." And he was like, "Yeah, man, I'll see you around." And I just walked off, you know, and I believe, you know, in my heart, like I believe that like there are angels of the earth, you know, and like they're hidden in the places that we least expect them, you know. And that moment for me at that time, I was going through like an interesting time, like that is exactly what I needed to hear, you know. So this, the song Wishman, was kind of like an ode to that time and an ode to the, you know, the angels of the earth.
Will you play it?
Yeah, for sure. I gotta play it now, I mean, after the story. All right.
By the bayou, down by the bayou, I saw good things inside you, good things inside you. They call into my memories of old. Tell me what you know, yeah. Well, I saw a man there, I saw a man and sat down. I shook his hand there, I shook his hand, he laughed loud and put a question to my heart, a question oh so sharp. Well, he said, "Hey, wish man, tell me what's your wish. Close your eyes, all we got is this. Angels speak of a thing called bliss. Close your eyes. All we got is this name." Yeah. So what to say love. So what to say when that turned? Well, I was overwhelmed. I stood and let my house burn as I saw horses in the sky. Let me take that ride, yeah. Yeah. Well, I walked on there, and I walked on with thoughts deep. I never knew that love could dig way down and bury me. I turn and face, I do not run. Another chapter has begun, forever one. He said, hey, wish man, tell me what's your wish. Close your eyes, all we've got is this. Angels speak of a thing called bliss. Close your eyes, all we've got is this. Hey, wish man, tell me what's your wish. Close your eyes, all we've got. If I'm straying far away, I get down and start to pray. Cause I know that my song will reach those heavens. I stand up, I'm not forgetting. I know. Cause he said, hey, wish man, tell me what's your wish. Close your eyes, all we got is this. Angels speak of a thing called bliss. Close your eyes, all we got is this. Hey, wish man, tell me what's your wish. Close your eyes, all we got is this. Hey, angels speak of a thing.
Is Trevor Hall live here on Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Also streaming online at ijpr.org. That is called Wishman from the brand new album Chapter of the Forest. That one out on Vanguard Records and also out digitally, places like iTunes, etc., etc. So how many years now have you been making annual pilgrimages to India?
I think I've been traveling there since 2007.
And so where do you go when you go?
I usually always go to Calcutta and a place called Allahabad. And then I try to add in a new place, you know, every year. But those are kind of my two main focuses.
And what is in Allahabad?
Allahabad is where our, you know, our guru is, our ashram is there. And it's a really special place. I mean, that's kind of like my home base in India. And our ashram houses some underprivileged boys there, orphan boys, and our Guruji teaches them yoga and ancient, you know, Vedic philosophy that unfortunately is kind of being lost due to westernization over there. So, but it's a really special place, and yeah.
And a part of your concertizing now is a bit of a fundraiser for...
Yeah, we, you know, it's... We kind of started out like super simple, super small. We were like, just had a little donation box out at our merch table and, hey, you know, we were raising money for some kids in India. If you want to make a donation, make a donation. And over the years, we just started to really like get some good, you know, money coming through. And by God's grace, through that money, the ashram has, you know, like a bunch of new rooms, and we bought computers for all the kids, and but our, I think our biggest thing was we raised enough money to build a sister ashram just across the river. So now we have a whole girls' school with like 8 or 9 girls there now that are also learning, you know, all these ancient philosophies, ancient practices. So it's kind of like really. It was so grassroots, you know, it still is so grassroots, but it really just kind of has exceeded all my expectations.
It's kind of amazing what music has allowed you to do.
Yeah,
huh?
It's really a blessing. And it's crazy when I go back there now, because, you know, I see like the new room or something, and it's almost like every brick, you know, I feel like, oh man, that came from, you know, a person in whatever, Jacksonville, yeah. Oregon. I can't, you know.
How long are the kids there? I mean, do you see the same ones when you go back from year to year?
Yeah, usually I do. And then, you know, none of them are forced to stay there, you know. So, but usually the kids are anywhere from age 5 to like 14 or 15. And that's when they really, they're able to go out and get a job on their own and start raising money for their families and stuff, you know. So I usually see the same kids, and sometimes there's new boys, but it's always heartbreaking when you come back and the kids that you like really connected with the year before like aren't there anymore, but some of them stick around.
Well, except for the fact that they're now out making their way.
Yeah, yeah.
And you
but
help
you just
them
love
get there,
them so
right?
much. You just want to see them, and yeah, yeah. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Thanks so much for coming in and visiting with us today.
Thank you so much. It's been awesome.
Will you play us one more to go out?
Yeah, I'm gonna play an older tune. This is a song called "Who You Gonna Turn To."
Aye, 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 aye. This life is like a drop of water in a frying pan. Snap off a finger and we gotta start over again. Hey. I say 10,000 things, 10,000 things in this breath. Hey. Slow down your engines here and give your troubled minds a rest. Hey. Surrender, yeah. To the Most High, to the Most High. Surrender, well I say surrender. Oh yeah, cause who you gonna turn to? Yeah, who you gonna turn to? When the curtain falls on you, yeah. When the curtain falls on you. Yeah, well, mama's on her lion, yeah. Yeah, and papa's home in Zion. Oh, that's who I'm gonna turn to, yeah. That's who I'm gonna turn to, yeah, 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 yeah. Aye, 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 aye. The wheels are turning, world's burning, burning up the sky. Eye for an eye, wise man said, leaves the whole world blind. The world blind, I say, seek and you'll find, yeah. Seek and you'll find what's inside, yeah. Flow down the river till you're free and you see love divine, yeah. Love divine, yeah. Surrender, yeah, to the Most High, to the Most High. Surrender, well, I say surrender. Oh, yeah, cause who you gonna turn to? Yeah, who you gonna turn to when the curtain falls on you? Yeah, when the curtain falls on you. Yeah, yeah, well, mama's on her lion. Yeah, yeah, and papa's home in Zion. Oh, that's who I'm gonna turn to. Yeah. That's who I'm gonna turn to.
Who are you going to turn to? That is Trevor Hall live in the studios of Jefferson Public Radio. Trevor, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you.